It's March 16th, 1968. The sound of helicopters blasts through the air, drilling against the endless banging of machine guns. The smell of blood drifts through the My Lai village. People's homes have been ransacked. Families have been shot and put into ditches. The People's Village lies right along the 17th parallel, where North and South Vietnam are divided. The Vietnam War is in full force, but these Americans aren't shooting criminals. This is a massacre of innocent people, of women and old men and babies. The night before, the Americans were told that My Lai would be full of enemies, but it wasn't true. The men in helicopters saw that they weren't enemies and shot at the war criminals to stop the massacre. They shot their own people. The person to blame for the attack was a second lieutenant, a 25-year-old man named William Cowley. He wore fatigues and was in Vietnam for the war and to serve his country. He was the one that told the other soldiers that the innocent people weren't innocent and that they were the enemies. He is now known as a war criminal and was convicted by court-martial of murdering 22 people, and for his crime, he was only put on house arrest for 3.5 years. Was one of the many members of the U.S. Army who killed innocent people. The massacre was eventually brought to America's attention because Nixon tried to cover it up, just like the Watergate scandal. This led to the downfall of America's support and the increase of protests across the country, like in colleges and in the hippie movement.